Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good and he is mightily moving. And I mean mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has so many wonderful things to say to his people, who he loves his people. One thing about the Lord, he loves his people. And he wants you to know him. He wants you to walk and talk with him. It's not like Cole's religion would say that God is far away and distant. God, he paid a high price, just to have a relationship with you. Don't be deceived by the persuasions of this world. There are so many traps out there. The enemy is against you knowing the Lord your God and King through your Savior Jesus Christ. He don't care if a man try to go to God. He don't care. He likes it. Because he usually starts religion when men try to go straight to God. But when you go through Jesus Christ, now you have a problem with the enemy. And I didn't know the enemy like I do now, before I was a Christian. Everything seemed all right. But when I believed on Jesus Christ, that woke him up. He started operating and doing little tactics to get me to withdraw from the Lord. And I didn't fall for it. And you ain't gonna fall for it. What I'm about to tell you is the truth. Everything I'm telling you is true. It happened. When the Lord called me to the ministry, it went to another level. The enemy tried tactics again to try to get me on board with the world again. But all the while, he was lying to me. Don't be deceived by the will of the enemy and the ways of this world. Our enemy Satan always tries to find a way to weasel into somebody's life. I didn't let the pushback of this world system slow me down. I didn't let the will of the enemy slow me down. I didn't let the will of other people who didn't make their mind up to follow God through Jesus Christ slow me down either. Now, it wasn't always easy because darkness was always there. You know, a songwriter wrote a song years ago saying war, too. What is it good for? Absolutely nothing. And they were disgusted with the terrible problems of war. War is bitter. It's nasty. It's terrible. Our soldiers would come back from war, especially World War II and Vietnam, and they didn't want to talk about what they saw. They were trying desperately hard to forget about it. And everybody sympathizes with that songwriter. Even military men. People don't like war. Very few people love war. War is necessary when people turn their back on God. Every war has something in common. Men went to war for various reasons, usually greed, power, and to save what's left of their country, or justice. But every war followed somebody turning their heart from God. And every generation that forget God, they always end up going to war. And several things happen when people go to war. They learn skills that they didn't have. They learn discipline because they have to have it in order to fight. And people want to hire military men because they have greater discipline. Usually. But war happens because people forget God. The nation that forgets God they're gonna go into poverty. Because disobedience is the first cause of poverty. And then they're going to try to take what belongs to somebody else. Or bother somebody, one of the allies, and it ends up going to war. And the world, nobody wants a world war yet. But when it starts, people, whoever starts it, they think they can win it. Now I'm saying this to show a point. Disaster don't happen for no reason. Even earthquakes, tsunamis, tornadoes, the Lord showed me why they form. And they form because Satan tempt people to sin. And if you sin enough, it causes problems. The enemy will accuse you before God because you're sinning. And he does it to a nation. Hear me good. This is important. And they're sinning. They're continually sinning for years. And then He'll use natural things to cause a disaster, an earthquake, a tornado, tsunamis. All these things follow disobedience of a nation. Now, Satan is the accuser. He's the instigator of it. But people make the choice to do whatever it is they're doing. If you ever try to do something right and you feel a pushback to do wrong, that is Satan. That's Satan. That's his will against yours. Ultimately, he's against Jesus. And if you stand with Jesus, you'll feel the pushback too. Even socially, if you love Jesus, people seem to feel uncomfortable. That's okay. The harvest is out there. The harvest is going to come. If they see godly example, they're coming. And most people will. Most people will come. Most people also follow the loudest voice. So if you live for God, if you do things God's way, you are a light. You're providing them with an answer. If your life works, if your life is working, you are living according to God's wisdom. Your life is working before people. Because you love God, that's the first stage of life. And then you're going to include the holiness of God. You're going to live a pure life. Now the light got brighter. You love God and now you're living for Him. You're making decisions to do right because it's right. And not because you're afraid you're going to hell, and not because you want to go to heaven. You're doing what's right because that's how life is. The Lord is looking for people who are sincere, that really want to just love Him and do what's right and build society. Your intentions are good. That's light. And it's good. It gives people an example, a reference for what God is like. No matter what the outcriers say, no matter what the people who push back say, no matter what cold religions say, and no matter how people are persuaded wrong, when you do what's right, you stand out. And then when you live according to God's wisdom, the wisdom of the Proverbs, the wisdom which is the wisdom of Jesus, when you do what Jesus taught, that's the best wisdom you can ever find. And Jesus never defied the Proverbs. He operated by the Proverbs. And when you do so, your light will shine brighter. And if you keep following the Holy Spirit, Christ will be formed in you. It'll be just like Jesus is here walking the earth, in your personality. Now, your personality, you'll be doing his principles, but you'll still have your own personality, your own laughter, your own style. But the logic of Jesus will be formed in you. And you'll provide the world with greater logic, with greater light and greater logic. And it far outclasses the world system. The world system is dead, folks. It's a dying way. The world system has no chance of success in Christ. The world system is anti-Christ, anti-life, anti-wisdom. See, you can't be anti-Christ without being anti-wisdom and even evil. Anti-Christ is evil. And people talk about the coming Antichrist. Well, most people are Antichrist. If they didn't get saved, their life is without Christ. They may not be against him, but they're not for him either. Remember, most people will follow the loudest voice. But your lifestyle is a louder voice than the shout of the wicked. Your lifestyle in Christ is a much louder voice than the shouts of all the wicked. The wicked people will do wickedly. The wicked people is why revelation will happen. God is not going to judge people that love God and people that love his ways, people that love his principles. He's going to judge those who rejected Jesus Christ and operated in wickedness. And he's going to put an end to it. And also, in the 7-year tribulation period, people will get saved. But all the people who held the truth and lived a lie and went back to darkness, God's going to send them strong delusion, and they're going to believe a lie. But the people that honestly didn't know and never heard the gospel correctly, they'll have a living chance to get saved. But all the backslidden people they came to the Lord, they tasted, they saw that he was good, then they went back to the world, the Lord's going to send them strong delusion, and they'll believe a lie and go to hell. Because they hate life. There's no love of God in them. The Lord is looking for people who... He gave us life so that we can live. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com. That's newlivingletters.com. You can download them and share them with your friends. If you hear something that's a blessing. Deception takes away your life. Deception takes away and subtracts from your life. It causes your life to go south. And then, you know, cold religion, it doesn't always reach out to God. And sometimes people preach and they don't reach out to the Lord and get a full understanding. And then they continue to preach. And so they'll teach things like, well, God sent you problems to make you grow up. No, God gave you his word to help you grow. He gave you Jesus Christ to be your savior. The fivefold ministry, he called ministers to 5 categories: apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, in that order, to help you grow. And he gave you his word, which you can study on your own, and you can pray. If you feel downcast, if you feel depressed, you can praise God. You can put on the garment of praise to kill the spirit of heaviness. That depression feeling that you have, the heavy feeling that you have, that's not from God. Sometimes you feel that way and there's no reason for it. That's Satan talking to you, trying to discourage you, trying to get you to turn your back on life. Life is, when I say life, I mean that's the result of obeying God. Life happens as you obey God's word. The result of a blessed family, wise children, a healthy marriage. This is the result of loving God and obeying His word. If you do things God's way, you produce life. You become a light, an example to the world. Salt. You preserve the world. You keep people who love God, they sustain wars from happening in the first place, and disasters as well. But when people follow the ways of deception, wars coming up. It's going to happen. That's where they come from. They don't just come and pop out of the ground. When people rebel against God, they're helping to develop a war, a disaster, greater misery, and sometime all of that rolled into one. And that's what the devil wants. That way he can harden our hearts. See, people think individually, but Satan thinks society and globally. He's trying to stop everything that loves God. It's a vicious war, folks. So you're going to need true teaching. You're going to have to study the word. And the word teaches you to stand against the misery of this world and live in victory. I remember when I was in a deep fight, I said, "Lord, how long do I supposed to fight?" He said, "Fight till you win and live in victory." So that's what I do. I fight till I win, and then I live in victory. Victory is good. Now, while I'm living in victory, I solve the problems that I had. And now, instead of focusing on problems, I focus on the Lord. And sometimes the only way you're going to kill your problems is to focus on the Lord. Sometimes you have to do it while you're in battle. You have to look at Him. Yet the last broadcast I talked about water walking faith. Peter had water walking faith as long as he kept his eyes and focus on Jesus Christ. Now you can do the same thing. You may not ever walk on water literally, but you can do great things just as complicated if you look at the Lord. If you watch Him, if you regard the Word of God. See, when you study the Word of God, you're filling your heart with His Word. If you do it in faith, you got to read it in faith. If you read it in faith, the Word of God will get in your heart. And you'll have an inward vision of who God is. You've been listening to His Word. His Word is Him. His Word is His will. And you learn to go by it. His Word can become more real than your problem. And you'll find yourself having water-walking faith. You'll find yourself winning where you know you would have lost under other circumstances. But when you fill your heart with God's Word, you have a greater hunger for the things of God. You have an appetite for what's right. But wrong teaching is just like candy to a child. Wise parents don't let their children eat junk food before dinner time. That's the time that their breakfast, dinner, and lunch is when they get the nutrients they need for their body. Candy is after they've eaten what they really need. Now, false doctrine is just like candy and junk food, full of grease and sugar. False doctrine weakens the people, just like junk food weakens strong people. And there's no need for it. At least candy tastes sweet. Now, false doctrine does too, because it gives you it's a lie, but you don't have any responsibility. The Word of God is true, but you have a part to play. You have responsibility. And a lot of people get caught up in the wind of the world because they don't want responsibility. All right? If you want to draw near to the Lord, you got to pray. You got to talk to Him. But that's a privilege. It's not a chore to me. Some people act like when they go to pray, they act like they're about to go stack bricks, unload a truck. Well, I guess I go pray. I got to go stack these logs. I gotta go stack these bricks. That's the tone they use when they say, I gotta go pray. I can't wait to go pray. When I'm working, I'm praying. When I'm working, I'm praying. I listen to His word. Sometimes I listen to His word while I'm working, and I'm talking to the Lord in my heart. Nobody hear me, talk to Him. Because we talk with thoughts. I can pray to the Lord just like Hannah did, in her heart, inwardly. And I ask the Lord all my questions, and I desire to know Him. And sometimes I sing worship songs. And if nobody bothers me, I get to pray while I work. People come and ask me questions while I'm trying to work, and they interfere. But then they'll go, I answer them, and they'll go on, then I start right back praying. It's a privilege to pray. I love it. It's a privilege. It's not stacking bricks. It's not stacking logs, in my opinion. When I study the Word of God, I'm learning facts. I'm learning things about life. Now, I study a lot, I study to live. And I study a lot because I minister a lot. And I like studying the things that I'm interested in. But I yield to the Lord and I minister things that's got to be said. When I talk to the Lord, it's not like my preaching right now. I'm calling out to others to get them on board. But in my private time with the Lord, I talk about other things that I'm interested in, that He's interested in. You know, the Lord makes planets and people. I talk about stuff like that with Him. One time He said, I'm still making planets and people. And I ask Him questions. I've seen visions. I'm going to tell you this. We got a future ahead of us. If you stay on board with God, you're going to love it. You're going to see God do His handiwork. You're going to see other things that He's made, other societies that He's made. Most people, they don't have an appetite for that because they listen to the false science. God made everything you see and know about. You look up at the stars, He made all of them, and they all have a name, and they all have a purpose. Every star is a sun, and they have planets around them. That's why they twinkle. Even the scientists got enough sense to know that. God is still making planets and people. And don't fear them. Don't fear what's out there, because God got you. Don't fear Satan. He's out there too. Don't fear evil at all. Because Daniel said that the Lord was going to, He destroys all sin. He's going to put an end to sin. And Jesus don't let sin enter heaven. If a person believe on Jesus and they decide to sin, I'm going to put it this way. Jesus is not going to let sin, your sin, my sin, anybody's sin, go to heaven. You got to get rid of it. Now, he told the truth. Jesus always told us the truth. That's why unforgiveness is so dangerous. He forgave you of all your sins and forgot about them. And He expects you to do the same thing. Don't hold grudges against people. Don't hold their sins against them. Forgive them. If you forgive people that have done you wrong, you destroy what the enemy was using against you. And you free yourself from that problem. And you give them a chance to build their life. Forgiving people is powerful. But to the prideful world, it seems foolish. But everybody who won't forgive people that did them wrong, they're in bondage to the people that did them wrong, even now. Even if they're dead. You still let that problem dictate to your life. When people that have done you wrong, they did you wrong, it wasn't right, they shouldn't have done it, all that's true. But you don't get your power back until you forgive them. Because God forgave you. And he forgave you, and he did it on purpose, and he loves you. And now you get to forgive others. And you keep right on living. They did you wrong, they costed you money, but you build your life right on back up. And you never miss a beat. That's the power of obeying God. The Lord loves you. He's for you and he's not against you. Deception is against you. All forms of deception is not to your favor. It's against you. You're going to have to learn to love God's word and take him at his word. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.